welcome back to Glacier Bear Basketball. Glacier Bears with the basketball, far side of the court. Swinton will inbound the basketball. One quarter to play. Haynes 28. Miss Chiefs 38. Stegan on the dribble on the right-hand side. Tries to go to the right-hand side. Stepping into the lane, however, was Milne and making the steal, and she's driving all the way to the hoop. Stops. There's going to be a whistle on it. We'll see if it's going to be a foul ahead of time as Milne took that steal. 3-1, Prager. That'll be her third personal foul. 14 fouls on the Glacier Bears. Only one on the Miss Chiefs. Stegan's going to take a seat here now. Larson checks back into the ball game. Going to be Miss Chiefs basketball under their basket. One quarter to go here. 10-point lead by the Miss Chiefs. Alley-oop gets the pass back inside. Back out to the top is Milne. She'll bring it slowly on the dribble. She goes left-hand side. Nothing going, however, as they go to James. Stolen away by Zanow. She wants the hoop. Goes all the way down. It's going to be out of bounds. Gross checks into the ball game, and who's going to come out? Let's see. Looks like Prager will come out of the basketball game. Locked that one out. 7:35 to go in the basketball game. Glacier Bears with the basketball. Gets the ball back into Swinton. Takes a couple of dribbles. Stops. Forces up the shot and off the glass and in. So Kaylee took every bit of the glass that time, and it fell right through the hoop. 8-point lead by the Miss Chiefs, and they have the basketball, 7:23 to go in the basketball game. Left-hand side to Yelenimi, back out. Now reverse it back around to Jane. He's been at way beyond the three-point arc here. Maybe they're trying to force the Glacier Bears to come out of that zone. Back to Yelenimi, back inside. Nothing going, however, as they came to Johnson. They're just moving the basketball around. 7 minutes to go here in this fourth quarter of play. Goes over to James, back out to the top. Glacier Bears extending out a little bit. Now they go back into Hayward, back out, comes back to the top, back out to the top. Right-hand side, nothing going, however, takes the dribble around Swinton, stops, puts up the jumper, and Gross makes a check on it. Now there's going to be a foul. Autumn Gross checked that basketball as breaking down the lane was 5'4" James, and Gross has got a hand up. And that's on her is in frustration there, and it's like, look, we're going to send Prager back into the ball game again, or Cowart back into the ball game again for the Glacier Bears. Swinton brings it up. Glacier Bears got the height out there now. They got all the tall gals out. Swinton, long three on the way off the back of the iron. No rebound fought for underneath. Who comes up with it? Still nobody. Zanow comes over on the side. Alley-oops inside to Cowart. Puts up the shot a little too hard. Gross comes away with it, up and in. Autumn Gross got that offensive board and then put it right back up and in and drew the foul. Going to send her to the free throw line. 6-point lead by the Miss Chiefs, but Autumn's at the free throw line shooting a one. Back bucket counted. That was a good weak side rebound that time by Autumn as the ball came off the front of the iron, bounced around a couple of times. Autumn got good inside position. Caught the ball, went right back up with it, didn't bring it down, didn't do anything, just put it right back up and in, was able to draw the foul. And that is Hayward's fourth personal foul, so she's going to be out of the ball game here for a bit with 6:24 to go. Coach Wetzel can't afford to leave her in there right now. Autumn shot's on its way, good. So Autumn picks up another one from the free throw line, and that's 6 points in the ball game. 5-point lead. They'll bring it back down again. Didn't work out too well for them last time. They did run a little bit of time off the clock, but then they ended up turning the basketball over. Comes back out to James all the way around. Stops, kicks the ball back out, steps in as Zanow again, and Zanow is going to try to go to the hoop and does. Partially checked, however, board comes back down, and now there's going to be a foul on it. James got hit pretty hard on that, but she bounces right back up. I think the foul's going to be on Zanow on that one. I think a little frustration on her part there is she wanted that actual foul as she got checked on it. And now we're going to take a short 30-second timeout here so I have a chance to talk about it a little bit. 6 minutes to go in the basketball game. 3-point lead by the Miss Chiefs, 38-33. And The Mischiefs kind of slowed things down, ran about a minute off the clock, but it sure did make a change in their offensive pattern. They were scoring some buckets there to start with, and then they got slowed it back down again, and now they can't get back into the groove again. So we'll see what Coach Wetzel decides to do here, see if he gets puts the pedal to the metal here and do like he was early on in the ball game. Glacier Bears, on the other hand, though, they've been playing tough defense, getting some good rebounds, and then offensively they've been controlling the boards underneath on the shot, so if they can get a shot or two off of it, they can get some good off-side rebounds on this thing as it drops off those weak side boards. You know, you don't have a lot of pressure there. A lot of times you can get the putback on it. All right, Glacier Bears going to extend it out just a bit, out to the top. Alley-oop across. Danielle makes the steal as that pass just was anticipated all the way around. And she'll take the dribble. Alley-oops outside to Bradford. Bradford, she traveled but didn't call it. Now she immediately turns the basketball back over and puts a little bit of pressure on, though. O'Neill bring it back across. 5:35 to go in the basketball game. 5-point lead by the Mischiefs. Now they go inside. Kick the ball back out to Jane. Back out to the top again. Mischiefs trying to run a little bit of clock, but hasn't really been working out. Now they turn around, puts up the shot up and in. As Johnson sang the free throw line, nobody was even around her. She just made a free throw and gave him 2 points. 40-33, Swinton stops. Alley-oops back inside to Gross. Puts up the shot a little too hard. Coward comes down with it. Gross comes down with it. And now there's going to be a whistle. Should have been a foul the first time around. We'll see. Foul's on 2-4. Only that's her second personal foul. Gross is back at the free throw line for a couple here. Autumn is 2-for-2 from the line, has 6 points so far this evening. 5 minutes, 6 seconds to go in the basketball game. This one's up, and it's good, and it is. Substitution looks like the sub's coming in for the shooter, so it'll be a bet here. Coming off the bench is number 14, Guthrie Buxton. Autumn with the ball. This one is off to the right-hand side. Swinton comes down with it. A little bit short on the rebound. Fight for it underneath. Still nobody controls it. Whistles. And it looks like alternating possession goes to the Mischiefs. Gross will take a quick seat. So it is going to be Mischiefs basketball. 5 minutes to go in the basketball game. Slowly up on the dribble. Stops, kicks the ball back inside that time and in the alley-oop, and they immediately turn the basketball back over again as they tried that same opportunity as Johnson, and she just alley-ooped it over the top and out of bounds. Coach Wetzel, he's kind of beside himself there. He couldn't believe that they did that turnover. 6-point lead by the Mischiefs, but the Glacier Bears have the basketball. Swinton looks inside, alley-oop inside to Krager, alley-oop inside to Cowart. She puts up the shot a bit short. Could have been a foul on it. Goes out of bounds. Going to be Glacier Bear basketball. Left-hand side. They'll set it up. Moving. They go inside. Ball rolls around. Goes off of James and out of bounds. So it's going to be Glacier Bear basketball on the far side. The Mischiefs, they get right after the basketball. If it's on the floor, they're on the floor. They're right after it. Back out to Zanow. Danielle's on the dribble, left-hand side with a left-hand dribble. Stops, gets herself buried in the corner, gets it back out to Bradford, over to Swinton. Swinton wants the baseline. Yelenimi puts up a little defense back inside. Almost stolen away, but Bradford's able to hang on to it. Over to Zanow. 4:15 to go on the basketball game. Zanow reverses back to Bradford. Bradford looks inside. Can't find anybody now. She walks, but they don't call it. Swinton comes away with it. Out to the dribble. Kicks the ball back out to Bradford. Bradford takes a dribble across the top. Stops, looks inside. Had Krager wide open, didn't see her. Goes back to Zanow. Shots on the way. Off a little bit short. Rebound comes back down in the hands of Yelenimi for the Mischiefs. 3:48 to go in the basketball game. 6-point lead by the Mischiefs. Looks like Hayward's going to come back into the ball game at the 3-minute mark. They come back out to the top. Goes over to the side to Yelenimi, looking, can't find anybody. James back out to the top. as they go to Milne on the dribble. Down the center of the lane. Stoss puts up the shot for about six, a little bit short. Puck poured underneath. Rebound going to be tied up. Jump ball. Glacier Bears going to get it on alternating position. Hayward checks back into the ball game. And basically what happened on that one is they moved the ball around the outside, which is bringing the zone defense out, that 2-3 zone defense. And actually, it's sometimes it's a 1-2-2 that they slide out a little bit, which leaves the center of the paint wide open. And the Mischiefs took advantage of it a couple of times. This time, they were right in there again. And, of course, it's an easy shot, but, of course, the gal put it up a little bit too hard. So Glacier Bears, you know, they sometimes you just have to, you got to put a little bit of pressure on, all right. You got to play the lane, but you also have to remember that you are going to leave an open spot. So somebody playing the weak side on defense has to realize that and step in there because they're giving away a pretty easy shot from about 2 or 3 feet right in front of the basket. But Mischiefs really, other than just one time, have only taken advantage of that one time. They put the ball in there 2 or 3 times, but not able to control anything. And ended up turning the ball back over to the Glacier Bears. But still, that's an opportunity. But the Glacier Bears, of course, got to put a little bit of pressure on. They can't afford to just let them pass it around. They did run almost a minute 10 off of it earlier. And the Glacier Bears can't afford for that to happen. So they do have to extend out a bit. All right, Bradford will get the ball in to play. Goes to Swinton. 6-point lead by the Mischiefs, but the Glacier Bears have the basketball. Yelenimi comes out to the side. They go to Zanna on the dribble. She reverses back to the left-hand side. Can't find anybody. Comes back out to Bradford. She looks inside, wants to go inside. Good defense by the Chiefs, and now she's immediately tied up. She brought the ball back around, and James was right there, and she just grabbed it up and picked it up. Larson's coming off the bench for the Glacier Bears. Okay, Glacier Bears back on defense now. Alternating position goes over. Now goes the other way, so it'll be Glacier Bear basketball on the next tie-up. 3 minutes to go in the basketball game. Goes to land on the left-hand side. Kicks the ball back out to Yelenimi. Stops. Jumper from about six. In and out. No rebound. Comes back down to, Hayward. She puts it up and in off of the weak side rebound and draws the foul, too. And extends that lead. That's going to get Gross off the bench real quick. And she's back into the ball game. Cowart, that's her second personal foul. Hayward's got a nice move down low in there. She'll get the girl on the backside of her, and she's able to put it up off the glass. And looks like Gross is checking back into the ball game again. At the line, Hayward, 1 for 5, bounces around, doesn't go, rebound fought for, and Hayward comes away with it herself, and she wants to put up the shot. She's partially checked, and now Swinton comes away with it. She immediately turns it back over, and Hayward ends up with the basketball in her hand. They go cross court over to Jane, 2:38 to go in the basketball game. Out to the top, reverses the dribble, down the center of the lane, stops, puts up the shot from about six, in and out, no. Rebound fought for underneath. She gets her own boards. James does her on the floor, rolling around. It's going to be a tie-up. Glacier Bears got on that one and was able to tie it up there as James went down the center lane, put up a little shot. It was a little bit too hard off the back of the iron, but down on the floor they go. Glacier Bears get it, alternating position now. Out to the top, left-hand dribble. Stops, wants the jumper, doesn't go. Back to Krieger, over to Swinton. Swinton reverses back, stops, can't find anybody, goes back out to Zanow, wants the baseline, comes around, she's going to be ripped out, the ball is just ripped right out of her hands, and now Gross is going to pick up the foul. 2:06 to go here in the basketball game, 40-34. 4-3, that's bottom, now that we're here, fourth personal foul, eighth team foul, so we're going to be shooting 1-1 here, only 14 fouls on the Mischiefs right now, and Autumn's going to take a quick seat. Larson checks back into the ball game. Hayward, shot's on its way. This one bounces around, goes every which way, and then finally falls in. So she picks up another one, and that's her 12th point of the ball game, as she is 2 for 7 from the free throw line. Gets another one here. 41-34. This one is nothing but net. Picks it up. Buzzer in the background. Substitution into the ball game. Who's coming out? Looks like Hayward's coming out of the ball game. 2 minutes, 6 seconds to go. Back on defense. Kind of playing defense offense with Hayward right now. Comes to the right-hand side is Swinton. Over to Larson. Almost loses the dribble. She's trapped in the corner by two. Things it back around and turns the basketball back over. Anticipation. They stepped in the lane and knocked it away, and the Miss Chiefs come away with it. 1:45 to go in the basketball game. 42-34. Miss Chiefs with the lead and the basketball. Bouncing it out to the top. Stops. Goes down the center lane. Stops. Puts up the shot. And no, there's going to be a timeout just before the shot went up. Coach Wetzel called a 30-second timeout. So he's going to actually get the basketball back on it. Well, kind of a break for the Miss Chiefs in that one. Glacier Bears hustling over. It's only a 30-second timeout. 1:35 to go in the basketball game. 42, Miss Chiefs. 34, Glacier Bears. I want to remind folks, when you get a chance, we're going to be back on the air again tomorrow at 6 o'clock. These gals are going at it again at 6 o'clock, and as soon as that game is over, the boys take the court at 7:30 for their basketball game. And if you didn't listen in, the Glacier Bear boys struggled in that one. They went down to defeat by a score of 84-44. Just could not match the three-pointers and the height. Big kids down here in net right now. All right, going to be Miss Chiefs basketball down under their basket. Johnson with the ball, looking. Oh, breaking all alone up and in is Hayward coming off the side. Nobody picked her up. She just laid it in. That was a good offensive set by, and the foul's going to be on Cowart. That was a nice offensive set that time by the Mischief or a miscue by the Glacier Bears. I'm not sure which one, but she was wide open. This one is good. Well, she picks up another one from the free throw line, and she's got 16 points in the ballgame. Swinton comes down to the right-hand side, keeps the dribble alive, puts up the shot, partially checked, ends up in the hands of Cowart, and she puts up the shot, but she's going to be fouled on it. And that'll send Misery to the free throw line. 45-34 is the score. Glacier Bears can cut into it with no time coming off the clock. Cowart, 2 for 2 from the free throw line, 6 points in the ball game. Bounces it a couple of times. Squared up. Good. So she picks up another one from the free throw line. Glacier Bears doing a nice job from the free throw line here. At least in the second half, anyway. In the first half, they had a little trouble here, but in the second half, they've been doing a great job there. But they haven't been getting there very often. Second one's on its way. Looks good. And is. She picks up another one from the free throw line, and she's got 8 points so far this evening. 1:23 to go in the basketball game. 45-36. Out to the top. Glacier Bears put a little bit of pressure on at the top. Goes to the right-hand side. Reverse dribble down the center of the lane. Kicks it back out to Hayward up and in. So nice play that time. Actually, it was all set up nicely by Milne as she went to the basket, drew the defense to her. Back to Swinton. Long three off the back of the iron. Rebound fought for. Cowart comes down with it. She puts it up. Still doesn't go. Rebound ends up in the hands of the Miss Chiefs. They get the ball back out to James. James on the dribble. She's being hawked in there and chased around. Stop. Kicks the ball back out to Johnson. She's across the half court long back to Hayward. Yellow Nemi all alone underneath. Up and in. So easy bucket that time. Nice passing by the Miss Chiefs as they got the easy bucket out of it. With 36.8 seconds to go, Coach Brittenham is going to call a timeout on it. 49-36, Glacier Bears, of course, is going to have a tough time coming out of this one here, but they played a whale of a ball game here. They got themselves into trouble a couple of times. Yellow Nemi coming away with all those threes early on. She had 5 of those tonight. 4 of them she got pretty much right in a row, and that kind of opened the game up a bit for the Miss Chiefs. And then the Glacier Bears kind of fought themselves back into it again, but... Kaylee Swinton, 15 points. I mean, she's doing a good job, but they pretty much shut her down here in this second half of play. A little more defense. People don't realize they're getting a hand up here, so Glacier Bears come out of this timeout. 36.8 seconds to go in the ballgame. Remind folks again, we'll be on the air tomorrow at 6 o'clock for these same two teams going at it, and right after that will be the boys' game at 7:30. They go into Zanow, back to Swinton. Swinton alley-oops inside to Gross. Turn around, puts up the shot, goes into Coward, up and in. So Coward gets a good inside position. Nice pass by Autumn Gross. She just laid it up and in and got the easy bucket out of it. Goes left-hand side. Goes back out to Milne. Stops, can't find anybody. Over to Yoanimi. Yoanimi out the top. She's going to be whistled. And the foul is going to be on Coward, I think, if it is. Let's see. It is on 1-5. That's her fourth. Yoanimi to the free throw line. Got 17 points in the ball game. We're going to have a substitution coming into the ball game here in just a minute. Looks like Eaton, Melanie. And off the back of the iron and no substitution checking into the ball game. So maybe she should move back to the three-point arc to shoot here. Also checking into the ball game is number 30, White, for the Mischiefs. 49-38, 14.5 seconds to go here in the basketball game. Dylan Amy's up there. This one looks good and is, so she gets her free throw. She picks up her 18th point of the ball game. And now the Glacier Bears hustle down the court here. 11 seconds. Swinton, alley-oop inside to Gross. They wanted to go back inside, but Hayward's standing right there. Takes the ball away. Alley-oops over to Yelanimi. Stops, puts up the shot a little bit short. Rebound down to Cowart and goes over to Swinton. And then you can hear the buzzer in the background. Well, the Glacier Bears are going to come a bit short here tonight. Coming away with 38 points, while the Metlakatla and Mischiefs finished with 50 points in the basketball game. I'll run down the score sheets for you real quick. For the Mischiefs, Milne picked up 4 points in the ball game. James finished with 6 points. Johnson had 4 points in the ball game. Guthrie Buxton did not score in the ball game. Had 2 chances from the free throw line. Yelanimi picked up 18 points in the game. 1 for 2 from the free throw line. Hayward, big score also for the Mischiefs. She finished with 18 points. She was 4-for-9 from the free throw line. And then Sudsfield got into the ball game. She had 2 points in the ball game for the Haynes Glacier Bears. Finishing the ball game, Cowart finished with 10 points, 4-for-4 from the free throw line. Autumn Gross finished with 7. She was 3-for-4 from the free throw line. Swinton finished with 15 points in the game. Larson did not score. Stegan didn't score. Bradford did not score. Krager came off the bench, picked up 2 points, and had 3 chances from the free throw line. Didn't get any of those.